Okay, I'm not playing any more music for anybody, and that includes myself, until somebody calls and pledges some money so that our station does not have to go off the air.
Why should people support CITR? Lots of unique music, independent news, and arts programming that isn't heard anywhere else but here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Call 604-822-8648 to pledge your support.
I mean, why should I bother to play records for you if you're not even willing to call up and pledge a couple of dollars? A couple of dollars. It's not that much money. We've been playing what you want, but we have to have your money. We can't make it without you. We played Margot Hemingway's new album. We debuted it, premiered it on this station. We're the only station in the whole tri-state area to play the Fish Cheer all the way through. We play a lot of old stuff. We play a lot of Cher stuff before she sold out. We play a lot of crap, but that's what you want, you know?
Call 604-822-8648 to pledge your support.
I never knew that Bill Murray was a fan of CITR Radio. There's a reason to donate, eh, Andy?
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
All right. So, yes, you're tuned in to Generation Annihilation on CITR's fourth annual fundraising drive. So, first of all, what is the number to donate? 604-604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT, and if you're online, citr.ca/donate. And yes, $30, that's where it starts, and that's only 8 cents a day. That gets you one Friends of CITR card, your name announced on the air. $60 gets you one card, an umbrella. $101.9, which is 28 cents a day, gets you one friend's card, one limited edition t-shirt, 15 seconds on the air. $170 is two friend's cards, one shirt, one limited edition shirt, and an umbrella. $250 gets you two friend's cards, one limited edition shirt, an umbrella, and a hoodie. $365, which is only $1 a day, gets you two friends' cards, two limited edition t-shirts, two umbrellas, a hoodie, and a minute on the air. $520 gets you a whole whack of stuff and 2 minutes on the air. And $1,000 gets you two cards, two limited edition shirts, two umbrellas, two hoodies, one CD prize pack, name donor on the wall, and you get to host a show. And with every donation, you will get a copy of fantastic Generation Annihilation compilation CD, which spans some picks from the early years of this show, 2002 to 2004. Yeah, we've been up here since about 2001.
Yeah.
And Andy, you do power chord now?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you're still...
the show I started listening to back in 85.
In 1985, yes. That's when I started tuning in. And we're up here 3 hours today.
Yeah, I'm going to help you on Generation Annihilation, then. You're going to help me on power chord.
Yeah, and some of those bands on power chord you probably wouldn't have heard of if it weren't for power chord.
Exactly.
Yeah, and before we get into the show, yes, this show is a part one of a two-part special theme. We like to do a lot of themes on the show here, and it's a spotlight on the 90s. And, CITR is important to me. It's important to Andy. And if it's important to you, the listener, and you can afford to donate, yes, 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT. And, Steve got $1,000 on his four-hour show. Jeez, that's like $250 an hour. But if we can come close to that, maybe in 1 hour, get $250, well, that'd be awesome. And, yes, every donation gets a prize. So, yes, call in and donate. So, yes, this is an all-90s edition of the show. And I don't know.
I say up to mid-90s, right?
Yeah, 90 to 95, and there's no particular order with this. I tried putting it in an order, and when I first thought about doing an all-90s show, I thought, the 90s were kind of dark years for punk and hardcore. And then I got digging through the vaults, and I just couldn't believe the amount of stuff I found in those years. And I think things were a little bit difficult back then. I mean, late 80s... were some very dark years in punk and hardcore.
I think
that's
a lot of when the pop punk started exploding.
Yeah, I would say about 1985, 86, all the hardcore bands had played were either playing crossover or sounding like Soul Asylum. So yes, the late 80s were kind of a dark period for punk and hardcore, like I said. But then the 90s, the whole Nirvana thing came in, which kind of spawned somewhat of a new generation. I don't think Nirvana were very punk. I thought the Sub Pop thing wasn't necessarily for me. You won't be hearing any Sub Pop stuff on this particular show.
Oh, man, I can't play it.
Yeah, sorry, Andy. Disappointing you. But, yeah, I think it was a bit tougher in the 90s just because it wasn't as popular. I mean, now you can turn on any computer and Google in D-beat hardcore or street punk, and you'll get a whole slew of bands that are out there. But the whole street punk and D-beat thing hadn't really really happened yet.
Early 90s, I think maybe Totalitar and who else were around then?
Yeah, the bands were few and far between, but there were some good bands out there in the 90s, and I think the bands out there weren't trying to follow any sort of trend. They just liked the...
Played what they liked.
Yeah, which is like a lot of the stuff nowadays. You know, every band, they play what they like, but I mean...
Not like
things weren't as genre oriented, shall we say? Does that make sense?
Yeah, like some punk bands that start playing metal when you can tell they probably didn't want to play metal, or vice versa.
Exactly. So we're going to get into a band that played punk and hardcore right into their early days, and they're still playing punk and hardcore now. The band is Poison Idea, and we're going to take you back to 1990 from the Field of Darkness records. On American Leather Records, we're going to hear a track called Death of an Idiot Blues. So, yes, 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT. Phone up and donate to the cause. That is CITR Radio. Keep us on the air. Keep us stocked with good equipment and all that kind of stuff. Here we go. Poison Idea. right, so you're tuned in to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in the midst of our fourth annual fundraising drive. Call up and donate. What's the number, Andy?
It's 604-822-8648. That spells 604-UBC unit.
And, yeah, CITR.ca donate online.
Yep.
If you'd like to donate online. And
I'm on a secure server.
Yeah, very secure. So, yes, help us out. Keep us on the air. I mean, geez, we do this every week. We're volunteers. Yeah. We do it out of a labor of love and nothing more. Nobody tells us what bands we can and can't play.
Well, except for maybe the CRTC. There's a few gray areas there. But.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have to play a certain amount of content. We have to play a certain amount of Canadian content, a certain amount of new material. But other than that, you know, we're pretty free up here, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Like commercial radio.
Yep. So, yes, we are showcasing the 90s on this particular show. Start off with three tracks. Start off with Poison Idea, Death of an Idiot Blues, 1990 on American Leather Records. Feel the Darkness is the name of the record, and we heard a track called Field of Darkness by Chicago's Pegboy afterwards. Strong reaction going back to 1991. Yeah, I got to see Pegboy a few times and Poison Idea a few times as well. And we ended the set off with DC Beggars out of Seattle, Washington from the You're So Pretty 7-inch. And Die Gedanken was the name of the track. So yes, 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNITS. CITR.ca to donate, and we're sitting at about $2,327.77 right now. So yeah, why don't you phone up and make a donation and get yourself some cool swag, and maybe by the end of the show we could be up to $2,500, say.
Yeah, and help us out. I mean, we've been here since what, 2001? How many CD players have we seen go through this place?
Yep. Yeah,
turntables,
lots of cartridges,
computers,
yes. And once again, you know, we've upgraded our computer system. We now have podcasts and stuff like that.
It all costs money.
More server. Yeah, it all costs money. It's not cheap. So call 604-822-8648 to donate, which is 604-UBC-UNIT. And we're going to go get back to our special of the 1990s. And we're going to go over to New York City and hear a band that was fairly popular in their day. They formed in the late 80s. They're called Nausea. And I think I first heard this band on CITR radio, if my memory serves me correctly. Here we go.
Our province is failing and failing to buy. Defenders of traditional heavy metal. Their Way, Thy Doom is available in stores now.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in the midst of our fourth annual fundraising drive, 604-822-8648. That is 604 UBC units.
And there's many ways to donate. You do that first.
All right.
Do the tunes first, man.
All right. Heard three tracks. Before we get into the tracks, yes, what show are we doing? What's the theme today?
The theme is 90s punk, hardcore, you name it. 90, yeah. About 95.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and we heard three acts from New York City. We ended that last set off from an act from New York City, Citizens Arrest, 1990 on War Dance Records, and followed with some Rorschach in the set before that, Laryngitis from the Needle Pack 7-inch, also on War Dance Record, a record label which is... nil existent anymore. I first heard that song Laryngitis on the Flex Your Head show in the 90s, though. And also in the 90s, Flex Your Head used to play this song by a band called Nausea called Cyber God. And we heard some Nausea in the set, too. We heard a track called Blood and Circus. That is from the Extinction release. And yeah, we're going to get into some more 90s punk, but Andy has something to say. What are you trying to say?
Donations are easy. You mentioned what they can donate. I don't have it in front of me, so. But you can donate by cash, check, or money order, Visa or MasterCard, or you can even do monthly direct deposits, so just a couple bucks out of your account every month, or you can do it online at www.citr.ca/donate.
Yes, and you can always download podcasts of all these fine shows, and you can do that for free, but for 30 cents a day, you can feel like you're contributing to the cause. If you've wanted to help out CITR Radio at one time, you thought, what can I do? Well, hey, if you have some extra money on your Visa or money you'd like to donate, well, why don't you give us a call?
And if you got $1,000 on there, you can do your own show.
Yep, 604-822-8648.
Just an absolute ton of swag, too, for that one.
All right, and we're going to get back into the show, back into the 90s. The 90s saw the birth of a lot of acts that got big, very big. And we're going to hear an act right now. When they formed, they had no idea they'd ever get as big as they were, as big as they've become, I should say. This is Rancid.
Oh, no. and I count a maid. When I'm tired, I'm easily fixed, I have triggered this one braid. I'm upset with upsetting things, and always satisfied in the good things made. Long last in negotiations, made it hell to break my nerve. I'm trying to find my way to that top. I'm a dumb, but I try to be to deserve. Shiny things are gonna break. You're the just hell I'm a good need. I've learned and I'm learning still. Staying out is a worth the day. So what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
So what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
So what's wrong with you? She says, oh, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with me? I put myself up, bring a promise, make myself a something that I need. But I wanna apologize for this, cause it's words I live on, those that I play. It's no use to toil over this, it's ain't about to be a simple thing. Yes, I fuck, I want my word that I need to dispel these days. So what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
So what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
So what's wrong with you? She says, oh, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with me? Broken dreams, but like broken hearts, it's in remembering things. And at the mercy of the sea, when the grain I cracks and I down a nail. When I'm tired and I'm easily fixed, I have triggered this one free. I'm upset with upsetting things, and always sounding to the good they bring. So what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
So what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
So what's wrong with you? She says, oh, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with me?
Why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
And my Saturday would never be the same without coming up here and doing this show and getting a coffee and one of those fantastic home-baked cookies there down at the Blue Chip Cookie Shop down here at the AMS building at UBC. And, you know, maybe your life wouldn't be the same without punk rock in your household every Saturday with the Generation Annihilation show or the metal in your home from Powercord.
Well, yeah, it's... I remember back in, like, 85, I mentioned before, I used to, every Saturday, tune into Powercord.
So, yes, 604-822-8648, 8648 to donate to CITR and keep us on the air, keep us with good equipment and all that kind of stuff. And we just heard three tracks in that last set on this 90s retrospective show we're doing. Ended the set off with Citizen Fish, their debut release, Three Souls in a Trapped Environments, and yes, this was recorded between April and June of 1990. Citizen Fish, an act that formed out of England's Subhumans, which are still going. And before that, we heard another act who are still going, Swingin' Utters, Streets of San Francisco. And we heard a track called Storybook Disease. And I got to see the Swingin' Utters about back then in 1995 when they backed up Chaos UK, and I got to see this band around that time too, Rancid. I'm not the only one for their debut 7-inch. They were still a 3-piece then.
Yeah, I was mentioning that sounds a lot like Operation Ivy then.
Yep, and Rancid were formed out of Operation Ivy, and yeah, who knew that they would be as huge as they were.
Did you see them when they're on Letterman or Saturday Night Live?
I didn't know.
They look kind of silly.
Didn't they change their outfits or something?
Oh, they're just, I don't know.
But before that, yeah, they were an independent band, just like a lot of those bands. You know, you have to start somewhere. We don't play a lot of Rancid on the show. Perhaps they're a little too mainstream for us. And speaking of mainstream, we're going to talk about a record label, Epitaph Records. Yes, they were, they brought a lot, they kind of brought bands like Bad Religion to the spectrum, and
I would never thought Offspring would make it. They're a good hardcore band in the beginning,
but yeah, it seems like Epitaph doesn't really put out a lot of punk rock anymore. But I remember at the time, this next record we're going to hear, people couldn't believe how Epitaph Records could put out such a punk rock record. Like, this record just blew everybody's mind. Like, what were they thinking? Man, these guys don't sound like any band on Epitaph. And yeah, that band is called Total Chaos, and we're going to hear their debut for Epitaph Records, going back to 1994, Pledge of Defiance. And you can pledge something.
You can pledge to CITR to keep supporting this independent radio.
Yep, 604-822-8648. That is 604-UBC units. Let's get in to some Total Chaos.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah, it is fundraising drive weekend at CITR here. What is the number, Andy?
604-822-8648. That's spelled 604, UBC unit, or online citr.ca/donate.
And we are having a retrospective look at the 1990s on this show, and we ended that last set off with the Grups out of the Bay Area on Immature Records. Yes, this was a band that featured Matt Fredrickson from Rancid, and this was recorded in June of 1992. And we followed in the set before that with the Insaints. This one actually came out in 2004, kind of a posthumous release from this act that was around in the 90s. Singer was very, I can't remember her name, Adrienne, I think it was. Yeah, but yeah, she did a lot of crazy stuff. Marianne Anderson, that's what it was. Yeah, and she passed away in the 90s as well. And we started things off with Total Chaos 1994 on Epitaph Records, Pledge of Defiance, Riot City. I gotta say, that song sounded pretty heavy. Yeah.
For Epitaph, yeah.
Yeah, but it sounded good. A lot of the stuff I just haven't dusted out for a long time or played on this show ever, and I just, yeah, it's just a real blast from the past. I haven't played some of this stuff at home for probably a good 15 years, so yeah, I hope you're enjoying it, and yes.
I got some stuff too, so.
Yeah, okay. All right, so 604-822-8648, 604 UBC units to donate, so, yeah, that We're going to get into some stuff now that was around at the time locally, and yeah.
I don't want to say anything about that one.
Okay. Let's get into it now. This is Face Puller. Yes, they're still around to this day.
Are they?
Yeah, or I think so. I think so. I think they play once in a while. Here we go. That brings back some memories, that release there. Gus, the Progressive Science of Breeding Idiots for a Dumber Society, put out by Wrong Records, 95-ish, I'll say. Don't see a date. For those who don't know, yeah, Gus features Steve McBean, who now plays in the Pink Mountaintops and Black Mountain. Yeah, and drummer Todd, he now plays in the Impeders of Progress. And yes, it is a fundraising drive weekend at CITR this weekend and next weekend. And 604-822-8648 to donate to the show. And yes, we've been having a retrospective look at the 90s. Retroactive. Yeah, we say a lot of words wrong on here. We make our fair share of mistakes, but it doesn't matter, right?
Because, well, that's because, you know, we need to
educate. Yeah. Because we're not paid up here. We're up here to do our best and bring you the good music, or what we deem is the good music. So
at least in our minds anyways.
Yep.
And hopefully, no, sometimes I'll play. I mean, I'm sure you do the same thing. You play something you don't like yourself, but you think somebody out there might like it. So,
well, we got our genres we're trying to tackle, and our artists and our record labels that we'd like to support. So if you'd like to support us, 604-822-8648. Also in the set, we heard from Strain, Second Coming, on Heart First Records, title track, Local Act. And we heard a local act by the name of Face Puller from the Cranial Expansion Device release, going back to 1993, I'll say. Jeez, I got to see one of their earliest gigs, opening up for Poison Idea. I think that was my second ever bar show I went to in 1991.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you old enough?
No.
No.
18.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
We'll let it slide this time.
All right. What are they going to do now? Almost
coming to arrest you.
Yeah, I was about to say something, but it'll give away my age. Well, it doesn't matter anyways. Who cares? So, yes, so far we've raised $100 on this show, and we got Power Chord coming up. So we got another 3 minutes.
People get a CD from you, too, don't they?
Yeah, mentioned that at all. I did mention that.
Did you?
No, I did. Yep.
Right in the top of the show, but you should mention the middle, too.
Okay, yeah, every donation gets a fantastic Generation Annihilation compilation, which is a retrospective look of the show from 2002 to 2004. So, yes, donate and help us out. And, yes, this is part one of part two of our 90s special. And, yeah, Andy brought up a few things, but it's 2 minutes to one.
A little bit late. I don't have too many three-second songs, so we'll do it next week.
Okay, let's do it. But... this one, I brought this up, this compilation, but this was something you requested to hear. Tell me a little bit about this compilation.
It's the Wade Free Vancouver compilation on Club Grotesque Records, which is a label me and my friend Jason Schwerz used to do. It was a distro that turned into a label, and Jason did all the work on the CD. I didn't really do anything, so.
So, yes, going back to 1993, this compilation. Wow, the time, it was showcasing... the Vancouver acts that were around at the time, and looking at the front, money being handed over here.
Yeah,
and there's a $2 bill.
Jeez, a $2 bill.
This is a long time ago.
And that's Keith from Scratch Records' hand on there.
Yeah. So, yeah, Club Grotesque compilation going back to, 1993. So, yes, this is part one of our retrospective look at the 1990s. So, let's get into this track, and we got Power Chord coming up next with Andy and yours truly. And we truly thank you for donating. 604-822-8648.
And the theme of today's Power Chord is going to be thrash metal.
Thrash metal.
The best.
All right. All right. So if you'd like to donate on Power Chord, it's 1 o'clock now. So we're in a Power Chord time. So 604-822-8648. Let's get into some thumb screw. Here we go.
Turning his bones 20 years ago. go.
CITR is seeking to fill the airways with the names, voices, and ideas of you, our listeners,
who will help us raise $24,000 during this fund drive.
We want you to take ownership of your station. After the fund drive, we'll record donors' voices for a special donor recognition day.
Donors' names will be read out each hour, and donors of $101.9 or more will have a chance to air a personalized message, a rant, a birthday wish, a poem to a girlfriend, or a shout-out to a favorite band.
This is a small way for us to thank you for your support of quality independent radio.
And I finally realized what he wanted to show me. Where I've been and where I am is the show.
Own your frequency.
This is your station.
Support CITR now. Call 604-822-8648. 604-UBC-UNIT.
Or donate online at citr.ca/donate.